Today is Monday, February 10th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We're going to go ahead and start out today with a voicemail, because why the heck not?
Adam, I swear you misunderstand every single tweet, okay? So you talk about where you work and you talk about what you do. So you work someplace and you, what do? You do programming. So I go to the place where you work. I go to the checkout, the self-checkout. I scan two English muffins. Derek is begging. I set the English muffins on the side. I put something on top of it, something obviously that's light that's not going to smush the muffins. And I continue to try to scan a fourth item before he's got it in the bag, because now he's trying to put the stuff in the bag without everything getting smushed and putting the cold stuff with the cold stuff, whatever. Okay. So the lady had to come over and I said, you guys are jacking with my style and you're screwing up our mad scanning skills for doing the groceries. And so he hit it on the head. He said, yeah, you guys got a new program, didn't you? And now you're trying to update it. He said, so basically what you're doing is you're tailoring our scanning skills to your program or vice versa or whatever. So we had to have the cashier lady or whatever they're called, customer service person, come over three times and reset our stuff because we were scanning our shit too good. Okay, so anyway, otherwise we went to Publix, and Publix had English muffins, and I paid for half the groceries, and Garrett paid for the other half, and so I just grabbed half of them out of the cart, and I grabbed both packages of English muffins, which I'm glad I did. They were $4.29, and it was buy one, get one free. I just bought them at Walmart, same brand, $2.78, but anyway, it wasn't buy one, get one free, but nonetheless. Anyway, all right, yeah, that's what I was talking about, was the programming and the scanning and my mad skills. So, what happened?
Well, thank you for your call, Kathy. I want to explain to all the listeners, and I'm glad that you called in to clarify, because, Kathy, because, you know, first of all, love to get voicemails, and second of all, I really didn't understand what you were talking about. And maybe it's the placing of your punctuation. So let me just tell the listeners here. So the tweet is, thanks at GeekyGayTV. By the way, that's my Twitter handle, GeekyGayTV, if anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, for that great programming, period. We had to have our mad grocery skills stalled because we look like we are shoplifting breakfast muffins and a little tilde symbol. We got to watch the playback. Catch up. Now that she's explained it, I probably should have read the tweet before Kathy explained it. But it's like Kathy's tweets are like a stream of consciousness sort of thing. Like all of her tweets are like her, she's just diarrheaing straight from her brain with like no explanation whatsoever of what she's thinking. And so when she says, thanks for the great programming, I was not even thinking about the fact that I'm a developer. I was thinking programming, like television programming or audio programming or something like that. And then she says we have to have our mad grocery skills stalled. She didn't even mention Walmart, so I didn't even know what she was talking about. Anyway, it makes sense now that you explain it, Kathy, but now, listeners, I want you all to call in, pretend that you did not hear her explanation, and let's just say you had heard the tweet, thanks Geeky Gay TV for that great programming. We had to have our mad grocery skills stalled because we look like we are shoplifting breakfast muffins. We got to watch the playback. Catch up. Now, again, now that you've heard the explanation, it all makes perfect sense. But pretend you didn't, and then tell me if you would have understood exactly what she was saying. Also, for those of you who know Kathy, and I love you, Kathy, by the way, love you to death. But if anyone follows Kathy on Twitter, do you ever feel like sometimes she's started tweeting in the middle of a stream of consciousness and you have no idea like what the thought was. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe like Kathy and I just speak different languages. But Kathy, I love it that you called. You should call all the time. I love it. Love hearing your voice. I love you. Hope you guys had a great time in Florida. I've been following your tweets and not understanding a lot of them, but I do. I think you were at Universal Studios today, so I hope you had a great time. All right, well, so I, once again, I should really take notes because I have no idea where we were, where I was on the Las Vegas explanation. I was dragging it out way too long. There was a lesbian wedding. Mark cried a bunch. You know, and then I thought, oh my gosh, you know, interestingly enough, a side note, Mark and I were listening to comedy specials on Netflix on the way to my haircut this weekend. And a guy mentioned that he was with his wife 5 years before he asked her to marry him. And because we went to this gay wedding, I've been thinking, oh my gosh, you know, Mark probably wants me to ask him to marry him. I mean, he is the type of person, he's a very romantic person, he's a very family-oriented person, and, you know, he likes children, I think he wants children. And me, I've never really thought of myself as having children or getting married, either one, because I always thought of marriage as like this, you know, straight people, religious thing. And I was like, you know what, screw them, if they don't want gay people, if that's against their religion, even though I'm a Christian, but I mean, you know, if that's against what they think the Bible says and, you know, they think that's just for straight people, fine. I don't need their marriage. That's what I've always thought. But I think he really is the type that he really wants to do that, right? And then we go to this wedding and, you know, that brings up all that, you know, and he was crying and so emotional about it and so happy for them. And then we're watching this comedy special and the guy goes, guys, if you've been with your partner for 5 years or more and you haven't already asked them to marry you, what are you waiting on? And I felt like, oh my gosh, you know, I wonder if that's like what I'm expected to do. And I was talking about it to my hairstylist because, you know, that's what you do. You just talk about, you know, you talk about all your issues with your hairstylist. And I was like, but I don't know, like, I'm just getting my parents to accept, you know, the way it is now. And their brains just might blow up if I say, you know, we're going to get married. So I don't know. But so back to Vegas, we had the wedding and, or they had the wedding. Mark and I played Pokemon. We left because the wedding was only about 10 minutes long. So we left and played Pokemon because we had about an hour and a half before the reception started. And the reception was at Maggiano's in some mall in Vegas. I want to say, I don't remember what the name of the mall was. But actually, it was a really nice mall. And I don't think, I've been to Vegas so many times for Pride 48. And I don't think that I've ever been to a mall, or at least not that mall. I've been to like the outlet mall. There's an outlet mall in Vegas, and I've been to that. But this was just like a regular mall, not an outlet mall. It was an indoor mall. I'm a big fan of indoor malls. I don't like having to go outside in the elements at the mall. I think the whole point of a mall is everything is indoors. You have air conditioning, you have heat, you don't get rained on, you have snacks, you know, everything all within like a, but I know outdoor malls are becoming more of a thing. Anyway, we walked around the mall and played Pokemon a little bit, and then we went into the Maggiano's, and it was just, you know, it was a very small, they only had about 50 people, I would say, attend this wedding, because they were from all over the place. I mean, we were from Arkansas, there were people there from Texas, there were people there from the Philippines, there were people there from Singapore, which, by the way, I really want to visit Singapore. And you know, I don't really have much to say about that, although the people that we were sitting with was the photographer, and he was friends, or he had made friends with, I think his wife had gone to school with the bride, and but they live in, the photographer and his wife live in Vegas, and they were like, oh, are you guys going to go to a show? Are you going to go to a show? And so last minute, I decided to book a show, so I went on my phone and like went to Vegas.com or whatever, and I didn't realize I needed to pick up the tickets an hour before the show. So I had to like leave the reception and run pick up the tickets. It was horrible. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.